This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, on a serious note, this has been on my heart for a couple days now, and the Lord just kind of keeps dropping it in there, and I'm going to respond to it again today. We'll do more of the show on this topic than we will anything else. Concerning, again, today's show. Houdini. You guys all know Houdini is, you know, remember the greatest escape artist in history. Why are people committing suicide? What's the correlation? I'm going to get to that because I'm hearing over and over. I have a friend that's an EMT here in the state of Minnesota. We don't have snow yet. And interestingly enough, he's talking about these suicides taking place. And I ran up against something that just landed right on my lap concerning the story of a kid named Kevin Hines. And oh boy, was it inspirational. I mean, this kid, what he did is he was so bummed out that he found himself jumping over the top of the bridge in San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. And he said the minute his hand left the railing when he jumped over, he said, I realized right then and there, after a split second, I didn't want to die. Folks, keep in mind, a suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. For goodness sakes, if you have nobody to talk to, call me. Well, Bradley, you're busy, you're doing this. I don't care. I'll drop what I'm doing. We don't kill ourselves. We are in the creation that God has created us to be. And the last thing we want to do is create what he destroyed, or destroy what he created. Forgive me, destroy what he created. And, you know, with that said as well, we need to understand that life is hard. Life is a fight. It's uphill. It's not downhill. Remember, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And it's interesting because what we see in public schools across the country as well is the high suicide rate. Well, it's because of the indoctrination, which brings about confusion, and then confusion brings about oppression, and then before you know it, they don't want to live anymore. Well, because nobody's pointing their finger to the Christ, and that's the job of the churches, which, by the way, how many high school assemblies we've done across the country where there's five churches around these particular schools, and the young people are trying to figure out where the love is that they hear from these pastors all day while they're sitting back watching the kids being thrown into a cesspool of indoctrination 5 days a week. I mean, this is craziness. But also pay attention to the correlation between abortion and suicide and put that up against Galatians 6:7. But we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. And before I get to that, I got to cover a couple things. So we can get to that topic. If you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be back on the road next month. Talked to our law team yesterday. Wanted to make sure we are clear and free to do what God has commanded us to do in the sense of, do you have our backs? because I don't personally care what these tyrants have to say. It's my job as a preacher to stand against their tyranny. It's the church's job to be the light of the world. We're not to take that light or that candlestick and put it under a bed. We are called to defy that which is evil. We're called to reprove that which is evil by being the light, Ephesians 5:11. And that's exactly what we're going to do here. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to bring that over to Romans 13, which probably many of you are, because in many cases you're biblically illiterate, I want to remind you of Romans 12:21 as to what it says. The church is called to be the good that what? It overthrows the evil, okay? It doesn't submit itself to evil. Matter of fact, nowhere in Scripture can you find the Lord commanding the church to disobey Him anywhere. Just the exact opposite. Read Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and you'll understand. Same thing within the New Testament. You'll find John the Baptist reproving the king, namely King Herod, for all of his evils. That is the job of the church. We'll come back to that in a moment as well. But folks, if you want to check us out and you'd like to book us, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-866-233-0747 is the number that you want to call. We're going to be in Tennessee, Michigan, it looks like thus far. Hopefully some more dates are going to fall into place there. But again, we're going to be in Tennessee as well as in Michigan, not in that order, and hopefully a couple dates in between there next month. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies in the mainstream media, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies found in the mainstream media, tell the truth and shame the devil, it's exactly what we're doing, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. I'm saying it slow on purpose. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You will always find us there on that main page, our home page. The platform that we have, which is there now, go to the right side of the page, click onto it, join us on Top Chat. You can watch us live. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, the same thing there. Click onto us. We're on the front page, top left. Click onto it, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read this as to what I'm going to convey concerning Scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians 11:1. Okay? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Go to 1 Timothy 2:5. There's one mediator between man and God. His name is Christ Jesus. Go to Acts 4:12. What does it tell us, friends? There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. What's his name? His name is Jesus Christ. How do we get to the Father? No one comes to the Father but by me. Who is he? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. And the list goes on. So you understand that the presupposition is that God is, based upon the Word of God, common law, the Mosaic Institution, is what our government is based upon. That's why we're preaching the Word and the Constitution. Okay? With that said, now you know who we are. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to be talking about Houdini, the greatest escape artist. Dash. Why are people committing suicide? Why are suicide rates up in America? Well, you say to yourself, well, that doesn't apply to me. Great. This isn't about you then. It's about someone that you may know. So convey the message. Share the message with someone that may need some hope that you have. And by the way, if you truly had the light and you had the hope of Christ, you can't do nothing but share it, okay? You can only give what you have, and hopefully you've got it, so give it to someone that needs it. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy, I can tell on Top Chat as to what's going on and what's not going on. On an average radio show, I got about 1,000 comments just within the first 30 minutes. And I can see now that because I'm talking about people that have lost hope and that desire to commit suicide, people aren't entertained by that. And I say, you know what, some of you people out there, for a better way of saying it, you sicken me to the core. Because life, you think, revolves around you, when in fact the opposite is true. And what's sad about it is many of these people profess themselves to be Christians and they have no care for others to be saved whatsoever. Well, then again, they can't give what they ain't got, and I said ain't got, and they ain't got it. They really don't. They've deceived themselves. And let me tell you what, they live a deceived life. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake, they're the ones that find it. Is it true, Bradley Dean? Oh, absolutely it's true, right on the dot, all the way through and through. 2 Timothy 4:3 tells us what? It tells us that for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, sound meaning without error, right? But according to their own desires, whatever entertains them, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as they're being entertained out of their own freedoms, man, they're content. That's about as backwards as it gets, right? But that's what these people are like. This is what they are about. This is who they are, for real. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now, if I was talking about Joe Biden and Donald Trump right now, it probably wouldn't even take 30 minutes and I'd have 1,000 comments because these people are being entertained out of their freedoms by the clowns in the circus of politics, right? You get the point. By the way, if you want to find that scripture reference, 2 Timothy 4:3. Well, regardless if we have 1,000 comments within the first 30 minutes or not, again, I just want to remind everybody that this is not about you, and I'm talking about those selfish people that, again, just heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. But what I want to do is I want to take you over to real life. Out of the 364 high schools we've done in 25 different states, it's interesting to note that we would do high school assemblies, and once we would get to high school assemblies, oftentimes we would hear about kids that killed themselves right before we got there. And I got to tell you, that used to bum me out in a big way. In a big way. Because I would think, just one more week. Just one more week. If you'd have just hung on for one more week, kiddo. One more week. And what the problem is these kids haven't been told that it's straight and narrow and difficult is the way. They've been taught wide and broad. If they have problems, they've been sent over to counselors who put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Because the parents didn't take time to raise their children up. They wanted the television to do that for them. Then they wonder why their kids are a mess, or to have some teachers raise them up. By the way, enemies to your children. What kind of a fool would allow their children to be raised up by their enemies? 86% of those that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are dropping their kids off at public schools today. They fail to understand that the Lord said to them, train up a child in the way he or she will go, so when he or she is old, they will not depart from them. But for some reason or another, they're too busy, they've got to do what they've got to do in spite of their kids, almost blaming their kids for their very existence. Just ask me. Just ask me. I've seen it all over the country. Literally hundreds of thousands of students totally forgotten about by their parents. Because say their parents, we have to work, we have to do this, and we have to do this. No, what you've done is you prioritized your own selfish life for yourself rather than for your kids. It's your job, Dad, it's your job, Mom, to raise up them kids. More specifically, when it comes to Scripture, it is the dad's job to be the breadwinner, and it is the mother's job to raise up her children at home, specifically. Because then 2 Thessalonians 3:10 comes into play. If you don't work, neither shall you eat. As a matter of fact, you're considered to be worse than an infidel. So dad works, mama takes care of the household, and mama raises up the kids. That's not what we're seeing. Don't tell me about how hard it is, because we've sacrificed every step of the way. Don't offer me your excuses. At least don't let them come this direction, because it's not going to work for you, let me tell you. Too many sacrifices have been made on the behalf of our children to do it the way that the Lord told us to do it. And we've done it, and every step of the way it's been blessed. Every step of the way. But let me go back to this. Life is hard. Life is a fight. It's an uphill battle. Again, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But I got to tell you, on the other side of that fight, in that good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, there's nothing but an abundant life that Jesus Christ promised to each and every one of us. Don't forget that. Don't forget that in this conversation, friends. Just don't do it. Okay? Because if you do, you're going to miss the whole message here. When I think of Matthew 10, the first thing Jesus said to those that were going to follow him, he said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. In other words, you're trusting in the arm of the flesh, right? By having someone else raise up your children, Christian mom, Christian dad, right? Or you're going to be blessed under the covering of the Lord in the sense of you raising them up and doing them as to what they have called you to do. Why do I say that? Because denying Christ is to give your kids over to someone to raise your kids up. To confess and own and exhibit Christ in your life is to do what he commanded you to do, and he promised it would be a blessing. Jesus said this. He said, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. That's all you have to do today, friends, is homeschool your kids. You'll understand that scripture in a small way. And yes, it is applicable to this conversation. Verse 35, for I have come to set a man at variance against his father, daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, concerning those that are born of the flesh and those that are born of the spirit. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And then he said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. That's exactly right. It's totally right. The first prerequisite in coming to Christ is to deny ourselves. And the way that we do that is we acknowledge after we read Exodus 20 and God's moral law, and we confess that we've broken every single one of those Ten Commandments, which then drives us to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more. Galatians 3:24. Psalm 19:7. Folks, when you look at these kids in public schools, what are they taught? Even adults, what are you taught all day long? You're taught to take on the very things that Christ tells you to throw off. The Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What does the world teach us? Well, it teaches us to love the world. It teaches us to lust after the flesh. It teaches us to lust after the eyes of the world and the pride of life. But what does Scripture tells us? For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. It's a spirit of Antichrist. We're talking about suicide. Folks, again, we have to put into scriptural perspective as Christians and leading the way and look at those kids and those adults that are committing suicide and take responsibility in making it right, or at least offering them the truth so they know the truth, because the truth's going to make them free. If you don't give them the truth, it's probably because you ain't got the truth, John 8:32. But if you point the finger at Christ and men follow the Christ and they're made free from sin, right? Not in sin. Remember, Matthew 1:21 comes to my aid where he said, Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sin, not to remain in their sin. See, they think that a licentious lifestyle, doing whatever you want to do, which happens to be the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, they believe, they've been taught that whatever they do and it feels good and it's right, you live that way. That's not growing up in grace, friends. That's just the exact opposite. That's growing down in sin. And that's leading to the wide and the broad gate that leads to hell. And let me remind you, Scripture's clear when it says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. But on the other side of that, there's a blessing too. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. To those that love him, there's the blessing again. And who does the blessing fall to? Those that are dead in Christ and alive unto God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bearing fruit to Christ. John 15, verse 8. Check it out when you get a moment. We're going to come back. Ever heard of Houdini? Suicide, a permanent solution to a temporary problem? That's exactly what it is. We're going to come right back to this, friend. And I'm going to bring you over to Houdini so you can meet him and understand how he was duped out of his own freedom, too. All of you out there, you hang on. Hold on, tie a knot, and hang on. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is suing Walmart, accusing the retail giant of helping fuel the nation's opioid crisis by inadequately screening for questionable prescriptions despite repeated warnings from its own pharmacists. The Justice Department's lawsuit claims that Walmart sought to boost profits, understaffed its pharmacies, and pressured employees to fill prescriptions quickly. That made it difficult for pharmacists to reject invalid prescriptions, enabling widespread drug abuse nationwide. The stalemate is over as Congress finally passed a new coronavirus relief package. The measure is part of a larger federal spending plan and is worth $900 billion. Included in the package are $600 stimulus checks for Americans, which could go out as early as next week. The president is expected to sign the bill. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump will keep fighting until every legal vote is counted in November's election.
Stay in the fight in our election. Stay in the fight in Georgia's election. And stay in the fight every day that follows.
The Vice President speaking in West Palm Beach, Florida at a conservative summit, saying every illegal vote must be thrown out. The president also touting some of the Trump administration's accomplishments. Things get a bit tense at a lockdown protest.
Oregon State Police declared an unlawful assembly at the state capitol in Salem on Monday after 300-ish demonstrators pushed their way into the government building. The protest was billed as Reopen Oregon. The demonstration comes after Democrat Governor Kate Brown extended Oregon's state of emergency lockdown by 2 months from January 2nd to March 3rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to let you know you can give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. I want to address some of the comments that I'm catching on to right now. I just want to tell you, friends, that, you know, suicide, again, is a temporary solution to, or it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I have personally never, ever even contemplated suicide. And I'll tell you what, I could sing a story probably similar to you concerning those that may have suicidal thoughts. But I've never, ever doubted the existence of God a day in my life. And the bottom line is we need to look out to Christ. We need to look at Christ crucified and understand that he died for our sins. He died for where we're at today, and he did so in setting us free if we take him by faith. That's all you have to do is look upon him and understand that he paid the ultimate price for your sin. He washed you in his blood. He sanctifies you unto obedience. He renews you. He regenerates you. He picks you up out of the ashes and he puts you on your feet and he sends you about to become fishers of men only and if only you're willing to follow the Christ. Matthew 4:17. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota. Steve, thanks for calling in. I was thinking about you concerning the topic today. What say you, my friend?
Well, I always find it interesting how people don't even have any understanding of God whatsoever. So here you are, and I've been there like you. You and me had a lot of similar things growing up, but I understand sorrow and suffering. But why would God give you heaven when the last thing you did was murder somebody? I mean, all these preachers that sit there and pray like somebody's going to end up in heaven because they murdered themselves and took all control of their life away from God by killing themselves.
Right.
And if you could create the universe, would you accept somebody forcing you to put them in heaven?
That's exactly why we're here. Jesus Christ is the light of man, and I want to make sure that he shines bright and clear to those that are in darkness, Steve. And that's exactly what I mean to do. If they're looking at are looking, continuously looking into idolatry themselves or looking into darkness concerning what they can get from the world. I want to make sure that they heard the preacher before anything goes down in this life or the next.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad because, you know, I understand them kids are lost and they're getting no guidance from their folks. I mean, I know what it's like to grow up that way with no guidance. But the thing is God gives you, you know, if you just pay attention, God gives you plenty of things out there if you don't refuse to see them.
That's right.
If you're willing to see what God's putting before you, you'll see. And common sense would tell you, but they don't even, you know, society between how screwed up on abortion they are. You can't get the average person to understand murder anymore.
Yeah, well, the Bible's clear when it says, friends, thou shalt not kill, and that does apply to each and every one of ourselves. We're not in a position to, we're not at liberty to kill what God created, and I believe that's what you're pointing out, Steve. I think another facet that comes into play, too, is not only are these kids being indoctrinated and they're confused and then they become depressed, but on top of the depression, then the parents have the audacity to take their kids and bring him to a counselor who's already looking to set the kid up for the fall concerning putting them on some dangerous antidepressant drugs. And that's exactly what we see. And by the way, I need to highlight this because it is that important. So, again, people can understand why we have a high suicide rate in which we have today. Do you know that on the back of these antidepressant boxes, just for the record, on the black boxes, they have warnings. So when the kid's indoctrinated, then he's confused, then he becomes depressed, they have the audacity to throw gasoline onto that fire of depression by saying, well, you know what, we can put him on antidepressants, this will help him. Well, that's just not the case, because if you go back to the black box warnings on the back of antidepressants, these dangerous psychotropic drugs, you know what the side effects are? It adds to confusion. Confusion is one of the side effects. You know what else it adds to concerning the fuel on this fire of depression? Depersonalization. It adds gas to oppression concerning these antidepressants. On the back of the boxes, the black box warnings say it increases hostility. This is gas to the fire of confusion and depression, friends. Hallucinations. And for those that didn't know, do you know that many of these psychotropic drugs, did you know that in fact, friends, that they are street drugs, illegal street drugs from the 50s, that they have now convinced the American parents to put their kids on? Did you know this? Not only that, we have confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations. You ready for this one? On the black box warnings on antidepressants, manic reactions. Talking about the gas on the fire of confusion and depression, that's why we have suicide. Here's another one. Suicidal ideation. I'm not making this up. See, it's the fire added to depression that brings about them wanting to make the choice of being suicidal. Then we have the loss of consciousness, which is a side effect. Delusions. So adding on to the confusion and the depression, they want to add delusions. And then there's feelings of being drunk or leading into a lifestyle of alcohol abuse. Here's another one. Even going so far as to put on their black box warnings because it indemnifies them if this happens to one of your kids that's put on these dangerous psychotropic drugs. Homicidal ideation. Homicidal ideation. I'm not making this up. This is on the back of these antidepressant boxes, and the American people have the audacity to add to the confusion and depression, to add confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. And you have doctors telling you that your kid that is confused and depressed needs to be put on these drugs. And then the parents, without doing their own diligence, you know what they do? They put their kids on the drugs, and then they get something like this to happen, suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation, and then they stand back with their hands up in the air and say, oh, I just don't know what's overcome him. You paid for it, man. You paid for it, lady. This is criminal, friends. This is criminal. And our kids are being subjected to this 24/7. And it's based on a fraud, for those that didn't know. I should do a whole show on this. It's based on fraud. Did you know that? It's all based on a fraud. Hang on. I got a thought here. Fraud. You can't make this kind of stuff up. Father of ADHD. Attention deficit. Right? It's all made up. He said on his deathbed, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Did you know that? Now that we're talking about this, it's a fictitious disease. Who said that? Leon Eisenberg. Who's Leon Eisenberg? Well, he's the one that made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease thanks to pharmaceutical sales. And coincidentally, the guy that said it was a fictitious disease is the one that created this fictitious disease and gave them pharmaceutical drugs, which bring about the side effects that I just read off. Did you also know that the world, which loves its own, by the way, he received the Ruane Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatric Research? I'm not making it up. Who's the one that said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease? Leon Eisenberg. Just so you know where this is coming from. Again, bringing it right back to the responsible party. The one that created the disease also brought you forth antidepressants. You see how that works? Same thing with the pharmaceutical companies today concerning this vaccination. I do want to say as a side note, friends, if I got more time to do so, I would address it. But the fact of the matter is Anthony Fauci just came out and said Santa Claus got his shot. He's a sick-minded devil. John 8:44. Okay? It's also interesting to note politicians in the United States of America are getting busted left and right with these vaccinations that don't have the caps off or the plungers are already down. We just found this out in that of Texas. Medical University of Texas. I believe it's El Paso. One of the chief surgeons gets his shot, but what they didn't realize was the plunger was already down. This was the University Medical Center of El Paso. And you know what they do after they get their shots? The group of people that are all making profit from the vaccination are all there clapping, routing on the individuals that are allegedly getting shots. But guess what? They're not getting their shots. This is an inoculation propaganda push is what it is. That's all it is. Okay? Talking about the pharmaceuticals, talking about big pharma. This is where we're at. So anyways, we've hit that. This is what our kids are dealing with. Okay? Hey, folks. Did you know that suicide is a major national public health issue in the United States? The country has one of the highest suicide rates. And by the way, don't act like the government cares about you if you feel like committing suicide. The only thing they care about is getting you hooked on some drug or thrown into one of their bureaucratical friends' institutions. Okay? This is what happens when you fall to the curse of men in the arm of the flesh. It brings a curse. When we do it the Lord's way, there's a blessing. When we do it man's way, it brings the curse. Here, let me give you one. Suicide is a major national public health issue in the United States. The country has one of the highest suicide rates among wealthy nations. In 2018, there were 48,344 recorded suicides, up from 42,773 in 2014. This is according to, again, the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. The acronym is NCHS. I'm going to introduce you on the other side to the great Houdini who couldn't get out of the cell that they put him in. All of you hopeless ones, you're going to love this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
One 866 582 9933. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. The platform in which we are on, where you can watch us live, is posted on the page to the top right. Click onto it, join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, do the same thing there. Click onto the page and join us on Top Chat. Final segment, I got Landon calling from Oklahoma. What say you, my friend?
How are you, Mr. Bradley?
I'm doing good, thank you.
I just had to call in today. This is kind of a touchy subject with me. I've had family members that's been killed and car wrecks and stuff like that, and I've personally had two that committed suicide. And I tell you, man, as men, we never know what's going on through each other's head. But I tell you, the man that can take his own life, that's got to be a dark day somewhere, man. It's terrible.
I think what contributes to it in a major way, especially today, is just that. And concerning what I highlighted concerning the antidepressants. And what's interesting about it, and it bothers me to no end, because I was one of these kids, but not in that time. I'm a 90s kid, okay? So, but the point is when these antidepressants started coming out, well, the suicide rate started to skyrocket. And so, again, when I'm saying it's adding fuel to the fire, it truly is. And instead of the parents taking the responsibility, shutting off the television, or even getting rid of it, I haven't watched that garbage in 23 years, and I praise God I haven't. James James 4:4, 2 Corinthians 6:17, starting there, Romans 12:2 as well. Read those, friends. But, you know, the bottom line is the parents need to take responsibility and train up their children. And again, as I said earlier, Len, it makes absolutely no sense to me why the parents, namely the Christians and the patriots and the conservatives, that's what they call themselves, irregardless of the fact that many of them are nothing short of a full-fledged hypocrites, Romans 1:18, Matthew 23, verse 3. But the point is why is it that we want to drop our kids off to complete strangers to raise up our children, namely those that we would call our enemies? That, no wonder why they're confused and depressed, bro. I mean, that's really the bottom line here, is it not?
Exactly, and we live in the society today where it's likes, unlikes. I can cut you off when I want to, and I'm sheltered, and I'm so thin-skinned, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
And also, as a supporter of the Second Amendment, Trump's real big on this mental illness, and I think he uses it to target people, the TAPS Act and all those sorts of things. So,
you're exactly right.
Yep. Men that like to hunt and protect themselves. Everybody, there's a lot of points to be made. I'm glad I like this subject because, you know, personally, my grandfather, he was going through dialysis, and all he ever wanted to was to drink a cup of water. He couldn't even drink a cup of water. And the morning he took his life, there was a cup of water sitting down there, and he shot himself with a shotgun, but it's a sad day, and like I said, it, people are so quick to judge, and that, you know, I actually kind of have some respect for a man because as men, we're taught not to talk about our problems. But a man, it just tells me that a man just had too much, and if he maybe somebody would have just said, "Hey, you all right? Good morning."
Amen.
Maybe
Amen.
That would have changed it. But
that, I totally agree, bro. I totally agree. And I really appreciate your reflection here and your contribution, because the fact of the matter is I never have. I've never even contemplated it. And I'm telling you what, I suffered. Oh, yeah. Have I been depressed? Oh, yeah. But have I ever contemplated taking myself out? Oh, no. Because I never really felt that that was my business to do that. But we also live in a society, Lennon, today, too, that teaches to go ahead and kill your kids. Okay? And we've been taught that since 1973 by the grown-ups in this country, that you can go ahead and murder 60 million babies and everything's going to be normal. When in fact, that's not true in any sense of the word. We also live in a society, Landon, now where you can actually go to the hospital and you can get assisted suicide by someone that calls themselves a doctor. So it shows you our departure from the living God on so many fronts. But for the sake of time, again, I want to hear from you again, okay, Landon? I totally appreciate you. I appreciate your input. And again, I thank God that there's guys out there that will nail it in such a way that you just did. It's exactly right. We need to communicate with each other. If we're down and out, you know what? We're supposed to spiritually restore. Now, that may be out of context a little bit, but it's still applicable in the same sense of the word, that we need to look out for each other. And I think there's a whole lot of that missing today. We don't look out for each other, friends, and we need to do just that. I want to introduce you to, we're speaking of suicide, and suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Listen to me, friends, you hopeless ones. Tie a knot and hang on, but make sure that your hope is in Christ, Hebrews 12:2. I want to introduce you to the great Houdini. Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history, and on several occasions, he allowed himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea, but instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. One time, however, Houdini almost did not make it. The incident took place in a small English town. Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail cell as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and work in complete privacy. Now, the people of the small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell, so they invited the famous Houdini to come on in and give it a try. Houdini arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means a lot of people showed up. The officials then led Houdini into the jail cell, shut the door behind them, and left the building. Well, instantly, the master immediately went to work. He first extracted a long, tough steel shaft that he would use to unlock most of his doors, but it didn't work this time. Why wouldn't the jail door open? After 2 hours, Houdini became so exasperated that he began to sweat really hard and his confidence began to waver back and forth. After 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and he fell right up against the door. Listen to me, hopeless ones. The door swung wide open. The officials had tricked Houdini, the enemy of your souls, have tricked you into thinking that the door was locked when in truth it is not locked. The only place that that prison door was locked in Houdini's case was in his mind. He couldn't open that prison door because of his locked-in mentality. Because of his locked-in mentality. I can give you the analogy of the guru. I can give you the analogy of the donkey. I can give you the analogy of which dog do you feed the most because that's the one that's going to win the fight. Friends, when I tell you to look at the author and the finisher of your faith, I am telling you to feed on the bread of life because then and only then will you overcome life's obstacles. He gives you the grace to overcome it. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. What is it that overcomes the world? The faith that he gives you. First John 5:2. Here, listen to this. You weren't created to be left in this world all by yourself. You were created by God to be joint heirs with his son, Jesus Christ, and him only. Just ask me. I wasn't talked into this Christianity, and I can't be talked out of it. It's the Lord that put what he put in me, and it's greater than he that is in the world that's in me. 1 John 4:4. I'm encouraging you. I'm telling you. I'm not a church dude, man, but I'll tell you what, he raised me up to set the church straight and to wake up the dead church. It reminds me of Peter and Paul. Paul wasn't sent to the circumcision, he was sent to the uncircumcision. And Peter wasn't sent to the uncircumcision, he was the one that was sent to the circumcision. God equips you for what you're called to do, and rest assured, whatever God calls you to do, my hopeless friends, rest assured, he's the one that empowers you. He's the one that equips you to do what you can't do in your own strength. That's a part of the plan. Why? So no flesh should glory in his presence. So no flesh should glory in his presence. I'm here to tell you, those that are hopeless, to put your eyes on Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, by testimony, not in my head, but in my heart, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that he is who he says he is. But you have to meet him on his terms. Listen, when you meet him on his terms, go to Matthew 3:2, Matthew 10:17-30, John 8:1-11, Acts 2:38, Acts 20:21. But first read Exodus 20, read Galatians 3:24, put your faith in Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2, and read 2 Corinthians 7:10 so you understand the fruit of repentance. And in turn, you will live for him who died for you. No longer are you living unto yourself. Now you're living unto him and what it is that he's called you to do, Romans 8:14. Okay? Again, you find your life, friends, where you lose your life to him for his glory. Is it hard? Absolutely it's hard. But you can rest in him. You can trust in him. And I'm thinking of Matthew 11:28 right now, friends. The very end of the chapter. What does it tell us? It tells us this. It says, come unto me, all you that what? Are heavy laden. And he promised that he would give you rest. Right? Take my yoke upon me, or you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.